Weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
While strolling through the woods not so far from town, I got real shook, I heard the strangest sound. I saw the purple people eater, and to my surprise, I saw the witch doctor sitting by his side. Whoa,
you know who the witch doctor is, right?
Bud Black. The witch doctor. Ah, the wizard.
The witch doctor, Bud Black.
I don't know that I'd call him a witch doctor.
Purple effing Monday. I mean, purple bleeping Monday.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Why do we call it Purple Monday?
Because of Monday, we all wear purple.
I don't. I don't wear purple.
Well, you should.
You're not wearing purple.
I am.
I don't.
Just because you can't see it.
Oh, okay. I don't understand. Why are we doing it on Monday?
Because the Rockies said it's Purple Monday, and if the Rockies say it's Purple Monday, then it's Purple GD Monday.
I did not realize the Rockies pronounced it Purple Monday.
They sure did.
I thought that was just you.
Proclamation. No, not me. Now, why would I do that?
That was my question. Like, why are we doing this?
Because the Rockies say so.
Well, I get that I thought it was just you.
I suggest that we do Rockies Bleepin' Monday.
Okay.
And that's why we have purple songs going every Monday. Right? And now you can, now, oh, it's like, oh my God, there are purple songs?
Oh,
I know there's people who are listening
songs.
Who are like, oh my God, got to go back to it. We'll just just go back and listen to our podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Purple Rain.
We haven't heard Purple Rain yet.
We haven't. But I think we've done it on a previous Purple Monday.
Purple Rain. Have we heard...
We did Purple People.
Purple
either.
Mountain Majesties. I mean, I guess...
The purple song. But they're not... He's... Alex... Alex is the witch doctor back there.
The witch doctor.
He's finding songs that are done by bands with the name Purple in them.
Deep Purple.
Songs with Purple in them. That kind of thing.
So does that mean we're going to hear something from The Color Purple?
Could be. I don't know what
songs are in
The Color
Purple. It'll probably be depressing. Something depressing.
Yeah, I don't... Purple Rose of Cairo?
The Purple Rose of Cairo?
Yeah, that was a movie.
Is there a song?
I'm sure there's music in it.
Is it The Purple Rose of Texas?
That's the yellow.
No, well, after you eat the yellow rose of Texas, it becomes The Purple Rose of Texas.
I'm sure there are all kinds of purple songs about purple... You know,
I'm sure. So here's what I think is interesting while we're looking up these purple songs about the Colorado Rockies and why I like watching.
You are just not going to let it go, are you?
Well, no. I mean, this is totally something different.
Okay.
About those jerks.
Well, no. I mean,
no. But what I like to read, I like to read the AP report that comes out when the Rockies are on the road, particularly back east.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you have to understand is that the AP guys just write in their home state, so. Like, our AP guys will be at every home game, but they're not, but someone else's AP guys that are writing when the Rockies are away.
Right.
So sometimes it's interesting to see, you know, what they were saying. So I was kind of going through this, and they really are down on the Phillies. Wow. Like the slumping Phillies is what they're calling them.
I'm going to guess that there are a lot of teams that are not happy about losing to the Rockies because they don't respect them. So if they lose to the Rockies, they're going to be even more down on
them. They respect them now. Do you realize that the Rockies are 16-7 on the road, which is the best in the major leagues?
Yeah.
5-2 on the season-long 10-game road trip?
Yeah.
It's just amazing. Like, all of these statistics just keep coming at you, and they're just so improbable.
It doesn't matter. Like, I don't want to be the guy that rains on your parade, but it doesn't matter. No one respects them. You can throw numbers at people all day long. First of all, you know as well as I do, numbers on the radio just puts people to sleep. Two, they don't care. Like these teams, these writers back east, these writers apparently in California, they don't respect Colorado because they're being looked at as flukes. So there's going to be, listen, it's kind of the same thing with what happened to Kansas City a couple years ago when Kansas City was storming to their first World Series, which they lost.
In a long time.
Which they lost, yeah, like 30 years, but they've been terrible for 30 years.
Yeah.
They've been terrible. So that year, it wasn't until near the end of the season that people were finally starting to say, you know what, this Kansas City team's pretty good. And then even in the playoffs, every series, they're like, Kansas City's going to lose. They're overmatched. They don't have what it takes. Blah, 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 blah. And then everyone the next year thought, well, they're just, that was a one-year wonder until they got to half the All-Star break that season, and then people started to say, you know what, this team's really pretty good. it's going to take that kind of thing for the Rockies to get everyone on board. Until then, all these numbers that are great numbers, nobody's going to pay attention to.
Undefeated in one-run games.
They're just not going to care until it actually means something.
23-1 when they lead after the sixth inning.
Yeah.
Except for that one that happened on Sunday. I was going to go watch the soccer game with some people at this place.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in and watched the first half and came out. And they, when I walked in, they were up 8-3. And when I came out, they'd lost 12-8.
It was 10-8 and then 12-8.
What happened?
It happened fast. Like the pitching just imploded. See, and I think that's where people get a little nervous. It's like, we've seen the Rockies pitching staff do that from time to time in the past. Not this year.
22-1.
Not this year, but games like that just lead to remind people that, oh, yeah, it can happen. And as good as they've been so far, they may be just as bad in 2 weeks.
By the way, Dunn, the guy who got the loss in that game that blew up, came into tonight's game. Strikeout.
Yeah, shut him down. I don't know what you want me to say. I'm not sure what you want the listeners or anybody to say.
I want you to pledge
say.
Your undying love and devotion
I
to start enjoying the Rockies. Enjoy them.
I enjoy the Rockies.
Believe that you have a great team because you do have a great team.
I think
team.
Great is a very big word right now. We have a very good team.
You have one of the top two teams right now in the majors.
Right now.
Right now. As we speak.
Does
you have,
not make them a great team.
Right now, you have one of the two. You have one of the top two teams in the major leagues here.
Absolutely. Okay. And it looks bright with all of those rookies and all those arms. I mean, I was watching Hoffman today, and I'm thinking to myself, I wonder if this is what Atlanta Braves fans felt like when they were watching their rookies dominate in the late 80s.
I'm sure.
Early 90s. Well, see, I don't know. I'm not sure if they did. I don't know that they knew exactly what they had in Maddox and Glavin.
Well, I think the thing that makes it even crazier is – well, for me, I lost it. It was so good. No, the thing about it was, I'm just kidding. I didn't lose it. It was there. I lost it. I had it by a string, and I kept it.
Then it came back.
Yeah, but it's getting shorter. So what I meant to say is it's not like the Rockies have had a 10-game win streak. It's not like they've had a, 15-game win streak. Everyone
right.
does, and so what you notice is when they have all these hottest teams coming up and they have all these people jumping in the Rockies because the Rockies, all they're doing is they're winning two out of three, an occasional drop on.
But two of four.
Yeah, but I mean, they've took a game in every series.
Yeah.
They haven't gotten swept.
Nope.
Their largest losing streak is three games.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not. So you have a stoppers.
But I think that might be some.
That
of the,
sounds like but, a team to me that yeah. is built to win a World Series.
But that's not the kind of team that's going to get a lot of attention or trust from people outside of this immediate area. They have not dominated. They have not gone on a long win streak. They are not winning with glitz and glamour and style.
Oh, they're kicking the bleep out of people, man. They're. I mean,
only okay. recently.
No. They were putting.
They started off well, the season the pretty cold.
Yes.
With their bats.
But now, I mean,
it's starting to
it's
warm up.
It's been a month. Do you realize that the Rockies are the only team in the major leagues that have not had a winning April and a winning May in the same month?
Yeah, well, that's
year.
Probably going to change this season.
We hope.
Yeah. See,
oh my God! Anything could happen. All of a sudden, they're all going to sprain their ankles doing batting practice.
Well, we hope not. But I'm.
John McClain's going to land somewhere in Coors Field, and all of a sudden, terrorists are going to come and take us down.
Unless something drastic changes, the Rockies are going to have a winning May.
Yeah, would be the first time ever. Do you know how many times the Yankees have done it?
Probably like 75 times, 100 times.
14 since the Rockies have been around.
Oh, since the Rockies have been around.
Yeah, they've done it 14 times.
Yeah, so a lot.
Damn Yankees.
Well,
someone should write a musical. That would be funny.
Yes, I'll get to work on that. I'll start working on that.
You know who would be
I might
great
have a
in
template.
It? Jerry Lewis would be great in it.
Oh, he could play the devil.
My, at first I thought he might be a player, but that's an even better idea.
I love it. See, if the Rockies were dominating more, if they were winning in more style, if they had a 10-game winning streak, then people might actually start to take him serious. But they're winning quietly. I heard today, what if Nolan Arenado played on the Yankees, he'd be a superstar.
Of course.
If the Yankees were playing like the Rockies, oh, wait, they aren't quite, but they're still getting all the press.
Yeah, when you have 25 people covering you who aren't doing anything else but sitting on their butts, that's what I'm telling you. By the way, for all those people who are wondering what we're talking about, Damn Yankees actually is a musical, and Jerry Lewis actually did play the devil.
You don't think they know that?
I'm thinking people are like, what?
You don't. You know, that's funny.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports. We would touch the sky, never grow old.